finding pregnancy support you can trust is worth celebrating. Getting it on sale is worth belting Beyonce in your car. That's right. Ritual's Black Friday sale is on. Support your body's new nutrient needs with their clinically backed prenatal multivitamin. Or give back to your gut with Natal Biotic, a probiotic supplement for trying, pregnancy, and postpartum to support digestive, vaginal, and baby's immune health. At Ritual, quality is top priority. All of their supplements are clean, third-party tested for heavy metals, and 100% made traceable. Because you deserve high-quality support at every stage of your pregnancy journey. Cut prices without cutting corners and get their best savings on their best supplements with 40% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/pregnancy support. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Everybody, and welcome back to season 7 of That's Life podcast. My name is Abby Murphy.
Guess who's back again.
Guys, I listened back to our last episode of season 6 this morning, and we were talking about how we were going to take a break from the podcast for like a couple of weeks, and then you were like, yeah, just like 1 or 2 weeks. LOL. It has been. And then we ended the podcast with, we're about to celebrate our 11 months.
Wow.
And I was like,
it was a whole month we were gone.
It was a whole month because we just celebrated our 1 year on August 25th.
That's crazy.
Heyo. Wait, did you say your name?
I'm Ryan, everybody.
Sorry, I got too excited. I just started like talking a lot.
I'm so excited to be back.
I'm so excited too. I feel nervous. I feel like I don't know what to say.
We're in a brand new podcast studio.
Yeah.
AKA my office.
Yeah, I was going to say it's just your office. Yeah. But we're actually able to like look at each other now.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
The reason we're so far a month in advance. I couldn't get my words out there. I've got to remember I'm on the podcast again, and I've got to actually speak right.
Well, I feel like weird energy right now, which I didn't feel until we hit record.
We're pumped.
Yeah. But what were you saying?
Well, the reason it took us a month to be back, and it's not like we were just taking rest for that long. We underestimated how hard it would be to set up this.
Mm-hmm.
As far as like, you know, it's expensive to get equipment and it's expensive to get chairs and then setting up the technical side, which Abby did all of it. But
one thing about me is that when I get overwhelmed, I have about 30 minutes until I have a mental breakdown. Let me tell you the story. So I made a couple of reels on our Instagram actually of like building stuff. Ryan was on a long run and I started it when he started his long run, and I finished it when he came back. So sorry, that's kind of a flex, but just have to say, we have this nice, beautiful table. If you're listening, you can't see it, but it's a little table here.
A little coffee table.
We still have to put stuff on the walls. I don't know what we're going to put on the walls yet. Yeah. But then I built these little chairs. There's a little rug here. And then we have these mics. I'm excited. Like, I feel legit.
Yeah. And I mean, the main reason behind us doing that is because we want to up the quality for the listener.
Yeah.
And for the YouTube.
Yeah. So. And it causes less stress for us, I think, too. We were getting to the point where it was like, we had to like take everything down and then put everything back up. And we just didn't have like a constant place that was like, let's sit down and film. It was like, let's your house or my house, like blah, 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 blah. Like, I don't know. There was just a lot of factors.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know about you, but it kind of was like,
well, whenever we,
not anxiety, but I just got like anxious about it.
Well, I moved apartments about it was the last episode we filmed is whenever I was moving apartments. Yeah, it was
like a little over a month ago.
Yeah. And so the last episode Abby and I filmed, she was like, this just doesn't feel cozy. Like, yeah. I don't like coming in here and filming. Like, I want a spot that is like our own spot and it actually feels good.
Yeah, and it feels cozy. I don't know, but bear with us. As you can see, I'm not listening. I'm not wearing any headphone or anything, so it feels kind of weird. Like, I have to let go of the control a little bit. So anyways, the technology side of things. Bear with us in that because I'm still understanding. Whoa. Oh, that was Ryan's computer.
Our computer.
Is it going to do that the whole time?
I don't know. That was just, no.
Oh, okay. Back at it again with the distractions. Oh, man. I also was listening back to our last episode, and I got so distracted. It was so bad. So I'm really going to try to work on that. I was like a squirrel brain.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Yeah.
But I had my friend, shout out Nick Lawson. Everyone go check out Nick Lawson. He does a lot of podcasting stuff and YouTube stuff as well. His thumbnail game on YouTube is top tier.
He's a wizard.
But
Nick can do literally everything.
Nick can do everything and do everything well.
Yeah.
Very well. I just reached, and this man like fully has a child, a family, a career, works, like does his things. And I texted him after I had a mental breakdown trying to set all this stuff up by myself. And I was like, well, first I FaceTimed him because I was just struggling to get this stuff to work. And he was, I just glitched. He was like, I don't know what's wrong. And so I was like, okay. And I like hung up the phone, and then that's when I started getting upset. Cause I was
Abby
like,
he was already ready to send everything back.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like scary when you spend so much money on good quality things and then you try to do everything, you do all the tutorials, like you do everything step by step, then you call for backup and still it's wrong.
That's the worst, when you're like putting something together and you feel like you've went through the exact instruction book and then you get to the end and you're like missing one thing and you're like, what?
It's like when you do a math problem or like a science problem in school. Stop biting your nails.
Yeah.
It's like when you do some sort of like elaborate problem in school, you get to the end. It takes you so long to do it. You get to the end. It's not A, B, C, or D.
Yeah.
And you're like, what? That's how I felt. So anyways, I let myself calm down for a couple of days and I had a very good cry in the car. And I texted Nick on a Monday. No, I texted Nick on a Tuesday and I was like, hey, would you care to come help me? I just want you to look at it and see like what I'm missing. And I was expecting him to be like, yeah, like sometime next week or blah, 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 whatever. Cause he's busy. Like he's a busy guy. He's like, how's tomorrow at 1? And that just goes to show like him as a person and also just the community of the church and the community we have in Bowling Green.
We got like, good friends.
We have our community, Bowling Green, people of Bowling Green are incredible.
Maybe showing out for you.
And Nick Lawson is incredible. And people that we've met through church, people that in our community, like they're just incredible people. Like find friends that will push their schedules around to come help you out free of charge. You know what I mean? Like he literally set all this up, made it look so much nicer, walked me through the whole process of being this far away from the mic,
which I am.
Yeah.
To be fair.
For those that are just watching, Nick told me to hold up like a hang 10 or like a cell phone.
I went Hawaii.
With your hand.
I was thinking Hawaii.
Yeah, like hang 10, like surfing.
Yeah.
And then put your pinky up against the mic and your thumb to your lips, and that's how far away from the mic you should be.
Yeah.
Anyways, long story short, just to say we love you, Nick. We love you, people of Bowling Green, and find people in your community that will shift their schedule for you.
That's right.
To help out.
That's right.
Where have we been?
Where have we been? Abby's just been going into debt with the podcast.
All right, that's enough.
That's why we need you guys to subscribe. She was trying to tell you that we're broke, don't have any more money.
It wouldn't be a That's Life episode if Ryan didn't somehow have some sarcastic comment about subscribing or making money or something about that. I will say though, it's been cool. Like,
that's what we do it for, the money.
That's life has, and I don't say this to brag, but just like to keep y'all updated on how, and you know, this is still the beginnings of, I don't really know what we would really consider That's Life. I guess a brand at this point. Yeah, I don't know, but brand. Just to keep you guys in the loop too. It's now officially an LLC, mm-hmm. which is cool.
Oh yeah, talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so
that's where we've been.
If you're interested in starting your own business, it's complicated and not complicated.
Yeah, I think I would just say, like, if you're interested in starting your own business, just do it. Because you're never going to do it.
So literally which I am so lucky to have a mother that will help me do these things and come with me. Because sometimes it's nice to just have someone there.
Yeah.
Even if you have no idea what you're doing, like if you're asking a question that you feel is dumb, at least someone else is there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? So like,
it's a lot less intimidating, I'm sure.
Yeah. And like, if you're asking a dumb question, but they don't correct you, then you're like both dumb rather than just you being dumb. But we walked into the bank and it all started when we started posting like partnerships. And as majority of people online know, like when you partner with a company, you get paid in return for making content. So we wanted that money not to go into my bank account, but into like, I didn't want to cross over business and personal. So I wanted a separate That's Life bank account, because the hopes in this is that it, you know, becomes its own thing, which I don't really know how that's going to form, but it is kind of forming now, which is great. Thank the Lord. The Lord has his hand in it, and I'm just following along. But we started at the bank and we just walked in and we were like, we want to open a bank account. And they were like, well, you got to get an LLC. Here's how you do it. So then we just reached out to a law firm, got the LLC. And then from there, you try to do the next step, and you either do the next step or they tell you something that you have to get in order to do the next step.
Yeah.
So once you just make that first.
So what you're saying is they completely walk you through everything.
Yeah. 100%.
How nice is that?
It is very nice, but you have to take that first initial, yeah. like,
all right, let's
hey,
do it.
I want to open a bank account. What do I do? And then from there, it's like people are so willing to just help you out, give you the tools.
I think the reason I said that, and obviously I knew kind of what happened, but I think it's important to, like, we don't know what we're doing. You know what I mean?
Not at all. I mean, I'm still in college.
So many people could probably have this like smoke screen of like, oh, I can't open up my own business, or I can't do this, or I can't have my LLC yet. But like, you can.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
And it doesn't take some businessman in a suit and tie to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%. So. I couldn't say it better myself.
Yeah.
But yeah, now we're just here. Just living our life.
We're training for an ultra marathon coming up in a couple weeks. So Abby and I are both running in the Bowling Green Hot Rods Ultra Marathon, right?
Yes.
So it's a 24-hour ultra marathon in Bowling Green at our, we have a high A affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays. So it's a minor league baseball team, and we are running at that stadium for 24 hours.
High A affiliate?
A single A, a minor league affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays, which is the actual major league team. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So anyways, we're running that loop. It's a 0.33-mile loop, and you run it for 24 hours, essentially. Mm-hmm. I'm on a team of four.
The loop is around the baseball field. Yeah,
it's like a concrete loop around the baseball field, but it's inside the stadium, which is really cool.
And it's flat, which is nice.
Yeah, flat. And they change directions. I can't remember how often they change directions, but I don't remember.
Still's going to batter the sides of our knees.
I didn't really batter the side of my knees last year.
Really?
Yeah. So I ran it last year with a team with pretty much zero running experience.
Stressed me out so much.
I had a year old shoes.
Oh my gosh.
It
stressed me out.
It was rough, but I got through it. I ran 48 miles.
And you're missing one key point as well.
What's that?
Your back.
Yeah.
Was not okay.
That. Yeah. I was having really bad back trouble at that point, but I couldn't back out. So it ended up going really well. And, you know, I was hurting the next couple of days, but I felt like I did pretty well for training.
You did incredible. He ran 50 miles.
48.
All right. Anyways, round up to 50. Did you tell everyone on your team that your back was hurting, or was I the only person that knew?
I mean, no, I didn't go around like saying, hey, my back hurts.
Oh. Were we dating by then?
Yeah, it was in September.
It was? Oh, are you sure?
Yeah, it was in September.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. That's wild.
I did no training. I probably was running. I would guess at that point, because I got asked probably a month before, I was probably running like 8 to 10 miles a week because I was lifting way more than I was running.
You had a good pace though. You had like a 9 minute per mile pace, I feel like, at the race.
Something like that. Honestly, have no idea. It's all on my Strava.
You started real fast though.
Yeah. It was my first ever race. So I had like adrenaline, you know, people were around, but it's a really cool event. So Abby is running it solo by herself, 24 hours. I'm running it on a team again, four people. So basically the way the race is set up is they have like a 12 mile solo, a 24 mile solo, and then a 24 mile relay, which is the four man. And they usually, I think they have like, I don't know, 10 to 12 teams that are in it every year for the relay.
I have no idea.
I can't remember how many were in it last year, but yeah, you basically just set up camp around this 0.33 mile loop, which is really cool. And there's a bunch of sponsors and stuff and music and all the things.
And it partners with Curbside Ministries, which is like the ministry that our church partners with. So all the church faculty will be there, and it's for a good cause. It's for Curbside Ministries is basically just like Tuesdays and Thursday nights. We go out into different communities in Bowling Green and just play with the kids there and, you know, do fun activities and help create community within those families.
So that is cool. But I'm super pumped about that.
I'm so excited.
It's going to be great. We'll do it. We'll be having a lot of content for that coming out too.
And I'm in peak week for it right now. So I just had my final long run.
She was out for like 4 hours today. It was unbelievable.
It was intense.
I sent her a text.
It wasn't 4 hours.
It was 4 hours.
Well, I took breaks.
So it was like
4
this morning, I hear her coming down the steps and she sends me a text, which you were quiet. Oh, and I guess it's important to know I was staying over Abby's the last two nights.
Not sleeping in the same bed.
Oh,
don't
we were
get
sleeping
it twisted.
In the same bed.
He was on the couch downstairs. I was in my bed upstairs.
But her parents are gone, so I just stayed over there with her.
Because I'm scared.
But
yeah, and I came down the stairs tiptoeing, and I heard,
no, you were quiet. No, I was awake.
I heard you snore though.
No, you
and
did
then
not.
You stopped as I came down the stairs.
That's cap.
I promise. I don't make promises I can't keep.
Wait, are you being serious?
Yes, I heard one, and then I thought I woke you up.
Are you making
you
that up?
I pinky promise.
Dang, I was snoring.
But it was before I started coming down the stairs. Like, it was right when I came out, because I was like, oh shoot, I woke him up because you stopped.
No, I did hear you, but you were being quiet. We've got something else to get into after this, but
okay.
Abby comes down the steps and I hear her like do the little alarm thing, and I check my phone and she texts me like, hey, going out, love you, whatever. And I'm like, it is like middle of the night still. It was like 3:30.
No, it was 4:45, 4:30.
It was 4:30.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, by the time I wake back up, which will be around 8 because I took today off. Today's Friday.
Yeah, I was finished.
No, you were not finished.
At 8? Well, I finished technically at 8:30, but
took 4 hours.
That's true. But I took like 3 10-minute breaks.
I texted Abby at like 7:30 and I was getting ready to leave. I was like, man, she should be done by now. I was like, where are you at? Or I said, what are you doing? You've been out for 3.5 hours. And she said, I took long breaks. And I was just
Which
like,
is well, true. Right. I did, because it's so hot right now. I have to cool myself down. And since the specific training style for this isn't like speed focused,
yeah, exactly,
or like that kind of stuff, like I'm not as intense about like 26 miles as fast as you can.
Yeah,
it's like ultra marathon.
Wait,
like,
you did 26 miles today?
No. Oh. But like for a marathon.
Oh, that's what a marathon is. Yeah.
You know, like the goal of this is just go.
Yeah,
and
no.
So.
I'm not. I'm just giving her grief because it's funny.
Yeah.
Because it's like you see those Instagram reels on Instagram, obviously. But
nice.
It's like my like dating or marrying of. Runner wife, and she's like, I'm just going on a little run, and she's gone for like 4 hours.
Yep.
That's literally Abby.
Yep. But I will say, I am really excited for this taper. I'm really excited to go back to some normal miles for a long time.
Yeah, I think I was supposed to be in peak week this week, and I've kind of taken it off a little bit.
Let's talk about something. We were talking with our team, I guess is now we can call them yesterday.
Wait, did that happen yesterday?
Mm-hmm. Yesterday morning. Just follow the timeline with me. Yesterday morning, Ryan and I were texting each other and I started the conversation and I was like, I'm just so excited to go back to regular miles. Like, I'm excited to just lift more, like build strength.
I am too. I miss working out.
Yeah.
Lifting weights.
And like still run, but not have that be the priority and just kind of like let ourselves recover from training for a while. We get on the call with our team and we're talking about like different opportunities and stuff that we want to be able to do. And Ryan comes out and he goes, I want to run a marathon. Well, I started by saying I wanted to run a specific marathon. And then Ryan was like, oh my gosh, like I'd love to run a marathon. And I looked at him and I was like, you would run a marathon?
Can I backtrack just real quick?
Yeah, but I don't know what specifics we're allowed to say.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm not going to tell him why, but... There's a specific marathon that I would be willing to run this year if we can get a bib for it.
However, this morning we were talking about, I'm so excited to not. I'm so excited.
I shocked Abby by saying that.
And this marathon is coming up pretty soon.
Well, the funny part about it was I basically kind of phrased it as Abby will run this and, you know, I'll just be able to go along type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kat, our manager, was like, Ryan, what did she say? Would you run it or something? And I was like, 100%.
Yeah,
and
something like that.
Abby was like,
know.
What?
Well, just because, first of all, that's weird for you in general.
Yeah.
And second, I mean, this right now, an ultra marathon is weird for you, but like, you aren't going to run 26 miles at one time at this ultra marathon.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't know. It just shocked me. And then it shocked me even more because we were literally like, strength, bulk season, let's go. And now we're...
Well, we
probably
hope it happens.
Run another, so yeah, we do hope it happens.
Because that would be awesome.
That would be so cool.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's talk about. I don't know. I don't know what to talk about.
Well, I was gonna. We don't have anything specific. It was just kind of. We were updating everybody.
I know. I'm trying to think of what else. I mean,
I have the most annoying neighbor of all time that lives above me.
Stop. Be nice.
Well, let's not be annoying above me.
Okay. Well, let's. Use our kind patience that the Lord has taught us to
That's
use.
Right. Well, we've been having really big struggles with that.
Yeah. But speaking of not struggles, I feel like we're at a really good place in our relationship. And that's, let's talk about that because we just celebrated our 1 year. What did we do for our 1 year?
Yeah, we had a blast. We had the biggest run club we've had yet.
Oh my gosh, that was so exciting.
Yeah.
And that was on, well, our 1 year was the 25th. We celebrated on the 24th because the 25th was a Sunday and my Sundays are
crazy.
Very busy.
Yeah.
And on the 24th, we had a great turnout. It was like 60 people or something, which is crazy and so awesome. And I'm kind of sad that we don't get to have run club this week because we're going to another wedding, which is awesome and fun. But then Ryan surprised me. We went and picked flowers.
Made a little bouquet.
And made a little bouquet. Wait,
bouquet.
It's bouquet.
I think it's bouquet.
No. Why are you making that face?
Because I can't tell if I'm wrong or not, but I think it is bouquet.
A flower bouquet. It's bouquet.
Flower bouquet.
What do you say? Bouquet or bouquet?
Flower bouquet. I think it's bouquet.
I think... Okay.
We'll figure that one out.
Yeah, we will. Then we went and picked flowers, and then we came back, And I'm not going to lie, I was like really tired.
Yeah. You had a long run day that day too.
Yeah, it was a long run day. And then
it was a big day for
run club day. I'm just always tired after because it's a lot. I'm an extrovert. I love being with people, but it's also just exhausting. I mean,
well, that social battery runs out for Abby.
I mean, I think it does for everyone.
Yeah, no.
When you meet new people like that. You know?
I'm saying like, but you're so extroverted and like go, go, go that you don't even realize it until you're done.
Yeah, exactly. And so once it's done, I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
So I went home, I ate, and then I just like crashed. And then I get a call from Ryan and I'm like, oh, time to go. But it was great. And I told Ryan, I was like, I'm so glad that you're, you know, you have your friends where... So you just like naturally kind of like turn on, and then you have the people you can be with that you can just be silent with.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'm so glad you're my silent person because I cannot stimulate conversation right now. Then we got ready and we went to dinner, and Ryan was in a, there was something in my brain.
Oh my gosh.
I kept telling myself he was upset or that something was on his brain, which I know nothing was in your brain, but Ryan was just like that the whole time, which is like normal for him. But on this day, for some reason, I thought there was a reasoning behind it.
Have you thought I was going to propose to her?
No, I didn't. Oh. You have been making a lot of jokes about that, though.
Yeah, I have.
Literally yesterday, Ryan is pulling at my heartstrings, people. Ryan yesterday was like, what if I propose to you this weekend? And I'm like, do it.
Did I say that?
You were like, we said something, and then you were like, well, not if I propose to you this weekend or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
I can't remember.
Oh, no, I think I said tonight.
Well, I told my therapist all about your little proposal remarks and what you texted me today. And she's like, oh my gosh, it might happen soon. I do want to, it was a great 1 year. Then we came back and Ryan laid out a bunch of blankets and we watched Gossip Girl and ate food. And it was awesome.
And what else?
And we snuggled.
No.
Oh, sorry. We don't snuggle.
No, well, we did.
I'm just kidding. What? Oh, and Ryan got me this necklace. Well, he got me a lot of stuff, but I don't even know. You can't really see it because the camera's so far away, but I haven't taken it off since he got it for me. It's
three pearls.
Yeah, it's three pearls.
For me, Abby,
and Jesus.
Coffee.
Jesus.
And Jesus.
You're going to get canceled
for
that.
For God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Or the Father.
Bruh.
For the Father,
bruh.
Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Bruh. And then he also got me Happy and Healthy by Janine Amapola.
Yeah, shout out. Speaking of.
Can't say anything yet. And he got me a bunch of snacks and a little canvas so that we could paint and put flowers.
We haven't done it yet, but we will.
I was thinking about that. We need to do that. Yeah. It's a little craft that you'll probably see a reel of on at That's Life Potty Instagram or That's Life Potty TikTok or... That's Life Pod YouTube reel shorts. Anyways, shameless plug. Just putting that out there. But yeah, it was great. Also, I want to circle back to, I talked to my therapist today. So I just got done with therapy. Absolutely love therapy. It has taken me so far. And can I dive into this?
Go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to try not to.
I'll drink my
just
coffee.
Speak.
Also, just real quick, anybody watching on YouTube, not the best color today. I've been sharing my brew colors. Just a little too light for me, but I'm just going to sip on this.
Okay.
What?
You're just funny. Oh. Well, okay. I have to say one thing about my therapist before I talk about the serious part of what I'm going to say. But the funny part when we were talking about, basically, Ryan made a comment, okay, to me being like, hey, like, you know, like, I guess we can just cut this out if you don't like it, but hey, put out a feeler to your parents to see, you know, their thoughts on like engagement with us.
I'm really nervous.
And I told her that you said that because we were like talking about it.
Well, of course you did, your therapist.
Uh-huh. We talk about everything. Oh, we talk about everything.
Gosh.
And okay, but it's confidential.
No,
she's not going to tell anyone.
She doesn't even know who I am.
Oh, she knows who you are. I talk about you all the time, good and bad. more good than bad. The bad usually is just what I'm struggling with and I take it out on you. But
you think we'll ever get into the couch story?
Stop. Let me finish this and then we'll go to the couch story.
We can save that for another time.
Maybe. Okay. No, I think it's funny. We should share it. Okay. But I was telling her about a comment that you made, and she was like, she leaned in and she said, "Honestly, Abby, I think he's already talked to your parents." And I said, "Me too," because that's how I responded to your text. I was like, "But what if you already talked to them? Can you confirm or deny?"
I haven't.
Look at me in the face.
I promise you, I haven't.
Say it without a smile.
I can't.
You're smiling.
I can't. I haven't. I promise.
Pinky. You say, "I, Ryan Luckett." Look at me.
I am. I just blinked.
No, you blink really slow. No smile.
I can't do that. That's true.
I, Ryan Luckett. Promise.
My girlfriend.
Abby Murphy.
I have not talked.
To your parents.
About.
Proposing.
To you.
I promise.
I haven't.
Okay. I believe you.
Thank you.
This is going to be bad if you actually have, because then that's going to be bad because that means you're a good liar.
No, I promise you I haven't.
Okay.
I mean, I would lie to you and tell you I haven't if I actually had anyways, but I actually haven't.
See, you say that and now it's making me think you have because you're haven't. Trying to back yourself up.
I haven't.
Okay. Hey, but don't fear, guys. Like, it actually is going to happen soon. Can you confirm? Mm-hmm. Like
here in the next year or so.
Yeah, which is, like, soon. I think, like, Ryan?
Oh, that is not even that loud.
I know. Sorry, it's me. I should not have been angry.
It's just my computer. I pause notifications. Sometimes they just come through.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I should not have reacted like that. I think within the next, we could say 4 months.
Proposing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm not how I was when I was like talking about it a lot, but it wasn't soon. This is like valid.
It is happening soon.
Yeah.
Which is exciting.
Anyways, so that was the therapy talk. Let's dive into where I have been food-wise in the last month.
Yeah, because I was just about to say... Abby's been crushing it.
Thank you. And, that's very sweet.
And she like, I feel like she actually likes me again, which is good.
Stop so. It.
Kind of joking. Kind of.
I kind of want to hear like your perspective on it.
Okay.
Before I dive into my perspective.
Well, I mean, my perspective of it is.
Well,
just...
first let's give a refresher.
Okay, go ahead.
So we left you guys with me coming to the realization that I was unintentionally malnourishing myself to a point where I was like disassociating, not social, draining myself. But I also knew.
I think you were working on it though at that point.
Yeah. But it was very fresh. It was like 2 days in that I finally like the lights switched. And I would have like good spurts here and there, but not at the consistency that I'm at right now.
Yeah.
Like not to the point where I was like, I'm going to hit this certain number of calories every day.
Yeah.
Whether I feel sick to my stomach or not.
Yeah. Which is great. Keep going. I'm just going to keep interrupting because I have so many thoughts on it.
What? Go ahead.
Well, it's just crazy because your appetite now has just because you forced it is now just like skyrocketed,
it's
which is
insane.
Awesome.
I eat like a quarterback. It's crazy.
What?
Put me on All-American because I'm Spencer James.
Why wouldn't like you say like a lineman? Because they're like bigger.
You really think I know that?
Oh, well, I mean, think about it.
I don't know what anybody in football does.
The linemen protect the quarterback.
I lasted 1 day in powder puff in high school. Yeah,
which is not surprising.
And they were yelling at me. I was like, this is not that serious. Why are we taking this? Listen, I love all my high school peeps. Love you guys so much. But I did get frightened when the football players were like, this is Red Rhino and this is Bluebird and this play is this and you're going to do this. And I was like, whoa. I'm gonna go play pickleball. And that's what I did.
It's crazy that, I mean, I'm a pretty big sports guy. I mean, I'm probably one of the, I would say probably, do you think I'm the one of the biggest sports person you know?
Yeah. And you're probably, that I know, but that's not saying much, but I still feel like.
And you're probably the least sports person that I know. That's what's
and
crazy.
And we found each other. What I lack, you have. And what you lack.
All right, let's keep going.
I try to have.
Let's go. Yes.
Okay. Anyways, wait, what was I talking about?
Eating.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Anyways, long story short. So I just kind of came to a point where I was just so tired of running on empty. And running on empty was getting addicting. That's all I knew. And it was uncomfortable to eat past fullness, I guess, even though I knew I needed to eat more than I was consuming. And so it was hard because, like, you know, like I would have all these stomach issues and be like, why am I having all these stomach issues? And I think some of that was true, but I also think some of it was like, I knew, like, if I just made the decision, it would all be okay. But it was just scary.
Yeah.
Like uncharted territory for me to eat above whatever comfortability.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was at the point where it was like, Abby, just because you feel like you don't want to eat doesn't mean you can't not eat.
Yeah.
Basically. So anyways, I don't really know when the light like switched, but it just kind of did. Like, I don't really know what triggered it, but it just kind of like did. And I was just tired of feeling sick all the time. I was tired of having every single meal hurt my stomach.
You, in my experience, is not so much the eating thing and the food. My experience is like Abby's energy and like attention,
mm-hmm.
and like intentionality.
Mm-hmm.
That is what changed a lot whenever mm-hmm. I mean, it was a week and I could tell that you had more energy and that you, I don't know, it seemed like you had life again.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
And I don't know how I got so low because it wasn't like that at the beginning of summer.
Mm-mm.
But somewhere around when we went to Costa Rica, that's when everything was like,
and
whoa.
Then we went to Orange Beach for the 4th of July.
That was bad. And it just kept getting worse. Like, yeah. It was sometime midsummer.
Like, Abby, we would be up playing games with the family and Abby was like, I'm just going to bed.
Yeah, I was not okay. I don't. And I, even thinking back, like, it kind of is a little blurry. And
not to mention, Abby just screamed at me whenever we were playing some picture game.
I was very irritable because I was just so, I guess, like, hungry without knowing it. I don't know. Like, I don't really know how to explain it. But, yeah, just for the,
I mean you were tired all the time. I
was tired all the time.
And, yeah, irritable.
Yeah. But it was uncomfortable for me to have energy because I was so used to being tired. And if I wasn't working out, then I was working or I was doing something that drained me in some way.
It was crazy.
Mentally. Yeah, I couldn't like invest in Ryan or friendships, anything. And it was like that for maybe a solid 2 months.
Yeah.
This summer. Like this summer? Yeah.
Maybe a month, yeah, I guess so. No, it probably was 2 months.
And then finally it just came to a point and I was like, I'm done with this. And so that was the last episode that y'all heard of, like, hey, I'm fine. I'm going to eat like I'm, like it's training,
mm-hmm.
like I'm training, like it's training. So yeah. I got to eat like it's training.
Yeah.
I got to sleep like it's training. I need to recover like it's training because it's just as important.
Yeah. I think one of the conversations that we had about that was just like, sleep and nutrition is probably more important to your training, especially when you're doing long distance running, like an ultra or a marathon training. That's just as important than logging the miles.
Mm-hmm. And eating the same amount or trying to hit around, if you are tracking, like I got to the point in this fueling focused period in my life where this past month where for me personally it helped me to have a brief knowledge of how many calories I was consuming, which is very new for me because with my deep, deep past of like having calories be very like consuming and having a toxic relationship with them, I was hesitant to be like, should I track? But with how far I've come just in looking at food as energy rather than like having calories be considered as energy rather than like a number that you like have to stay within, it helped me so much. And so, yeah, trying to stick around that number really helped. And on those rest days, trying to stay around that number still.
Yeah.
Like even though I'm literally on the couch all day, you're still eating X amount because your body needs it.
Yeah.
And my metabolism is like healing. I'm hungry all the time.
Your appetite is healing.
My appetite is healing. I'm eating a lot.
And the cool part is I've noticed Abby doesn't really like, especially now or before this, I mean, you didn't really want me saying stuff about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty cool because I don't even talk about it anymore. Like this is the first time we've talked about it in a while.
Because we have energy to, okay, I got it. I got to get that computer out of here.
It's fine.
This is the fourth time it's done it.
Okay, nobody's hearing that besides you.
Ryan, that's not like a... It's ka-ding!
It's good for us.
No, I'm going to move it. You can keep me up.
Yeah, I will. Well, one thing is... What you can do is just turn it off.
Oh, okay. They're getting the behind-the-scenes look.
Yeah, Abby's turning off my work computer. Is it turning off?
No. Oh,
there it goes. But it's cool because Abby and I will be like sitting on the couch or something at night and she'll be putting her food in on her little notes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just like peek over and look and I'm like, oh, it's so crazy because you weren't getting close to the numbers that you're hitting now.
Yeah.
And it's cool. I'm proud of you for that. It's awesome to see like you actually, you know, taking accountability in that. And caring to fuel yourself.
Thanks.
Because it's impacted our relationship too.
Yeah.
And it's impacted probably all your other relationships.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's what I was going to say too, is that...
Abby cares about me again, guys.
I always cared about you.
I'm just kidding.
But actions speak louder than words. And I wasn't able to be a caring girlfriend through my actions or my words.
It wasn't that bad, but...
No, I mean, it seems a lot worse. About it,
yeah.
But thinking back, like the Abby that you see now is not the Abby then. And I would also say the same for you as well with just how we've grown.
Yeah.
And
we're killing it right now.
Yeah. Well, let's enjoy it, but let's not get too cocky, okay? Because
Abby and I are perfect.
We're definitely not. But yeah,
I'm just checking.
You're silly. But I think, yeah, the outcomes fuel the actions. And it's like, oh, it's 9 o'clock and I want to watch a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Or, oh, I haven't hung out with that person in a long time. And I actually, wait, like, do you want to hang out? Like, I'm like asking people to hang out. I'm going out to dinners with people past 7 o'clock. Like, I can laugh with you and we make jokes. And I mean, yes, my running and fitness and all that, it's been great. It's awesome. My rest days have also been great and awesome. That's where I used to dread those.
Yeah. And too, you know, for a while, I feel like in those months, it was a lot of Abby and I hanging out, but it was just, we would immediately turn on a show or like we would be on our phone.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's just goofy and a lot more fun now, which is just seasons of life sometimes. But like with that, it's a lot more fun. You know what I mean?
I mean, I think it's both. I think seasons of life, yes. And also,
yeah,
that is a factor.
Yeah.
Like if this, and I'll wrap it up here, but if this is a sign that you need, just this topic, not the podcast, but if you need a sign to start eating more, regardless of your activity, regardless of if you're extremely active, if you live a more sedentary life, like We are meant to eat food. It is God honoring to fuel our bodies. And we cannot let the evil of this world
tell us. Body image issues.
Yeah, tell us otherwise.
Social media comparison.
Because I'm not going to lie, like, I'll still look back at pictures and be like, oh, I was skinnier like 2 months ago. You can see my muscles a little bit more, or, you know, whatever. And then I look at the body I have now, and I'm always going to have a bad body image day. Like, I'm a girl. That's just what we do.
But guys, you look good.
Thank you. Guys have bad body image days. Like, that's just what it is.
All right. Don't tell me I look bad.
You've never had a bad body image day.
You just said I look bad.
No.
Don't
do you know what a bad body image day is?
Uh-uh.
It's like a day that you have where you're like, oh, I really don't feel like I look good right now.
Oh,
like,
that happens all the time.
Yeah. And that's the thing is that...
It's very easy to do that when you're really into fitness too, as well. 100%,
100%. But I don't know. I look at the body that I have now and I love it.
Mm.
And because I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I'm really that different from any other versions of my body, but also like your body's just going to fluctuate in seasons. Like it just is. And I'm doing what I love. I get to run races and have fun. I get to hang out with my friends. I have energy to talk and play and do things. This is the body that allows me to do it.
And one thing is your energy. People 2 months ago probably wouldn't even have noticed your energies are down because your energy is always high anyways. But there's just a whole nother level of energy that Abby has.
Yeah.
There's just another level and it's showing now. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, thanks. But anyways, we can put a little button on it there.
Yeah.
But this month has been a really good month and I don't see myself stopping anytime soon. Yeah. Like, I think I just want to eat more.
That's right.
And more and just have fun with it and enjoy it. And, yeah, I don't know. I feel like I have a clearer vision on, like, I don't want to say what I want out of life because the Lord is going to give us the desires of our heart.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, my thoughts are just clearer, I guess. Everything doesn't stress me out all the time.
Yeah. And two, wrapping it up into basically our faith, just about, you know, God created us. He created your body. He created my body. And our body is a holy temple. And so protecting that and taking care of that and, you know, putting the right things in your body is important. And it honors God and it's obedient to God to take care of something. Because our body is not our own.
Yeah.
God gave this to us. He put breath in our lungs. So honoring God and you know, providing our bodies with what it needs is a way of showing obedience to the Lord.
And worship.
Yeah.
I was talking, therapy is just fresh on the brain right now because I just came from it. But something I talked to her about today, and this might be a little deep, so I'll try to not be super deep about it. But like we have talked about this before on the podcast, but you know, we're talking about marriage and things and just, you know, more seriously now than a
more
year
seriously.
Ago.
More serious
than we were a year ago. And I think there's a part of me that since my body is changing, and I love that my body's changing, and I hope my body continues to change and grow, there is a part of me that I didn't really... Ooh.
That was not supposed to happen. Right. I was just trying to put my cap on. Sorry about that.
Let me just get the mood back. Set the mood there.
Yeah.
Not your fault.
It's a little bit.
I will give you that one. Yeah, it actually is. There is a... Stop chewing your fingers. Sorry.
Look at this.
Okay, Ryan.
Mrs. Squirrel Brain over here.
Lovingly, you are going to gnaw away your fingers until they're knuckles.
All right.
Would you like to have... this is your moment for a comeback.
I have no comeback.
All right.
Just hangnails.
Thank you. I love you so much.
They're hangnails.
I love it's every not my part fingernails. Of you. I love that you have fingers. Let's keep them okay. there. Guys, I'm being funny. I'm not trying to be rude. Don't get it twisted. There is a part of me, okay, that, and I'm not trying to like live in this land of like, oh, we're going to have sex and blah, 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 blah. That is what happens in marriage. We've talked about sex on this podcast. It's beautiful in the way that God has created it. There is a part of me, and I'm getting very open here because I feel like other people can relate to this.
Whoa.
That females, there is a part of us, like always, that we want to... Rhino, can you please stop picking at your fingers?
Y'all...
Ryan, please.
I'm over here about to cry in this important...
I want you to listen to
okay,
me.
Okay, I'm listening.
Thank you. Sorry. Or at least show that you're listening.
I was, sorry.
Thank you. It's okay. There is a part of me that the people are going to be so confused that they're just listening right now because yeah. they can't see this, but it's okay. There's a part of me that is not nervous, but it's just... I have to like see how I feel about it because I feel and not uneasy and it's nothing against you at all. Like we haven't dove into these conversations. Like that is within marriage counseling yeah. and all that kind of stuff.
This is what Abby does. Just once the red light comes on.
But there is a part of me that is like the body I once had that was smaller than the body that I'm growing into now. Like, that's not gonna be what is there on the wedding night. You know what I mean? Like, I'm navigating the changes in my body. And so it does kind of give some sort of, like, insecurity. And, like, this is all very new to me. And I'm still trying to find my confidence in it. And now I'm gonna share it. Like, that's something I didn't really realize I felt until we started talking about like, hey, like when would you want to get engaged? Like when would be a good time for a wedding? Like, and I mean, obviously like elephant in the room, like that's just in Christian dating, especially like, you know, we've proudly chosen to wait until marriage. And it's something that I didn't really know I felt until I talked to her in therapy today. And I was like, I think there's a part of me like, that is so happy my body's growing and, you know, I'm gaining weight like I am. And also now I'm sharing like a bigger version of me that I'm still trying to learn to love.
Yeah.
With someone else. And so, yeah, I feel like that is just something to like navigate, I guess. And it's nothing that I don't think you're going to love me any differently at all, but... And, you know, I don't want to dive too much into, like, sex
Thank you.
Talk.
Appreciate
because,
that.
Well, because I think that's just, number one, it's, like, teasing us. And number two, it's, like, we're just not, like, we shouldn't talk about that.
Yeah, I agree.
But I'm saying this to say, like, the body side of things.
Yeah.
As just, like, a female.
Yeah, and, you're saying this to help somebody.
Yeah, and, like, the male gaze, it does affect us.
Yeah.
And I think that's just because, like... We're human.
Mm-hmm.
And I should only live for the approval of one man.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't know why. I just felt like I really wanted to say that. You don't have to comment or you can comment.
Yeah, I'm going to defer.
But I wanted to share that for anyone who might feel the same, male or female.
Yeah, that's great. No, I'm glad you did share that. I'm sure that will be helpful
yeah,
for somebody.
Just know you're not alone in that. And, or maybe you are married and you're going through that. Like just...
Yeah.
You know,
we, Abby and I, do you have anything else to say?
No, I feel like if I keep going, I'm going to start, we don't need to talk
about
it
anymore. Well, I was going to say, Abby and I have been, I mean, we're what, this would be our sixth wedding this year.
Yeah. A lot.
Wait, Ashlyn's, you're your cousin.
Yeah, I think six.
Grant. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this will be our sixth wedding coming up. So it's just wedding season, especially for the season yeah. of life that I'm in.
Yeah. It's just very heavy on our brains. It's getting us excited. And I think it's fun to celebrate. And,
yeah. No, it's great.
And daydream.
Especially it's a lot of our friends. Yeah. So that's really cool. And family. Yeah. So it's fun to...
But we didn't think we wanted a wedding.
Yeah.
Like...
Abby's changing.
I thought I was going to be one of those girlies that was like, I just don't want a wedding and I just don't really care and I want to elope.
My friend made a joke. He said, that's how they get you.
I want to ball on a budget still. But enough about wedding talk because we're not there yet.
Yeah, we're not.
That is something that you're really good about that I'm not very good about.
Yeah.
Is jumping the gun.
That's all right.
I jumped the gun. Well, thank you. That's very sweet of you.
You want to dive into the mailbag?
Yeah, let's do it.
We're going to...
You need to explain this.
New
this
segment. Is... Dun, da, da, da. Mm-hmm. Dun, 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 dun. There you go. Mm-hmm. Abby and I... Well, I texted Abby today. And I had thought about this a long time ago. We just never did it. But basically what we're going to do is on film days, we're just going to post a questions poll on our Instagram and just answer like 2 to 3 questions. But then I was asking Abby the questions and or was going to show her all of them. And she was like, no. So one person each week.
What? She was like, no.
Well, you did say no.
Yeah.
And so one person's going to know the questions and the other person's not going to know the questions.
Yeah.
So this week I checked the Instagram and I already picked the questions. So our first question is from our friend. I don't have your full name on here. It's from...
Wait, do you think they'll want us to read their names or no?
Well, I'll just say their first name.
Okay, yeah.
It's from Bridget.
Hey, Bridget.
What's up, Bridget?
What's up, Gary?
She wants to hear an in-depth story on how we met.
Okay,
you go. I thought that would be a fun little question to answer.
You go, and I'll try to like throw in here and there.
Okay.
Because I feel like I've been talking a lot.
Yeah.
So now it's your turn.
Yeah. So I'll just give a little breakdown. I lived in Nashville after college for a year, and I moved back from Nashville back to Bowling Green, where we live now in Kentucky, in August of 2023. Mm-hmm. So basically a little over a year ago now.
Yeah.
So it was basically a year and a month ago mm-hmm. from today. And I was moving back on that Saturday. It was like sometime in July. I was moving back that Saturday, the end of July, but I came back.
You just said that twice.
All right, hush it.
You were like, I was moving back on Saturday. It's the end of July. And I was moving back that Saturday.
All right, you done?
Yeah.
Okay. And I came back up to our
church. On that Saturday? Sorry.
No, it was actually that Friday night. It was a young adult call.
In July?
Yes.
Okay.
Shush it. but Abby was there and it was like a worship night outside. And we really didn't say anything to each other. It was just like a, hey, yeah. I'm Ryan. Hey.
I talked to the people you were with though.
Yeah. And I talked to the people you were with. Mm-hmm. Well, no, I didn't. I just sat there.
Yeah. You were quiet.
Yeah. Cause I didn't know any of them. But so the next day I moved into my apartment and a friend of mine asked if I wanted to go play pickleball with everybody. And Abby was there and
hair blowing in the wind.
Yeah. Mine.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was, and I was like, like I thought she was cute, whatever. I didn't really think much of it.
Yeah.
And
I was kind of hanging out with other people. Like, I don't know. I just didn't really want to date anyone. I was just being friends with people.
Yeah, yeah. And it was all cool. We played, and then we actually played one-on-one against each other, which is kind of funny.
And it was...
And I won. No, yeah, I won.
Yeah.
Yeah, just want to throw that out there.
I was just... I don't know. Like, it wasn't... It wasn't like fireworks. You know what I mean? Like, you know, some people, it was like, and then we just hung out one-on-one.
Oh, well, I thought you had a boyfriend.
Yeah, you thought I was dating someone else.
Yeah, I thought Abby had a boyfriend. Yeah. So I really didn't even think about it. And I don't know if it was that same night or if it was the next day we played pickleball, but I asked my friend and I was like, you know, it's like Abby's really cute and all. It's like stinks she has her boyfriend, whatever. And I may have not said stinks, but I may have. I don't remember. But he was like, she doesn't have a boyfriend. I was like,
I didn't know this.
Yeah.
I didn't know you asked him.
Yeah. And then Abby kind of, she claims it wasn't anything, but she was like texting, because we just started playing pickleball all the time. So the next day, it was like a Monday, and I took that Monday off from work because I was moving in and everything. And Abby texted my friend, Dylan, and was like, hey, do you think Ryan needs a ride to pickleball or whatever?
We lived right by each other.
Okay, but still a little weird, don't you guys think?
I think majority of me was, this is what it was, is that you were cute. I wanted to be friends with the guy that was cute. Like, I didn't want to date anyone, truly.
Well, yeah, maybe not.
And I was attracted to you because you loved the Lord so much. That's what drew me to you. And you were very attractive. But
I hear that.
At the time, the banter, like, wasn't there.
Yeah, she thought I was really quiet.
I thought he was so quiet that I knew, like, it wouldn't work. And so I was like, I want to get close with him, but, like, I don't want to date him.
Yeah, which...
I had a prayer in my prayer journal I found the other day, and it was like, Lord, I just want to be best friends with Ryan.
Well, you are. You got answered that.
Aww.
But anyways, whenever she texted me that, I was like, oh, well, she's got to, like, there's got to be something there type thing. But then fast forward, we just started playing pickleball all the time. And we even, like, one of the times we were going to go play with some of her friends, not even our church friends. And it was packed. So we came to my apartment to play at my apartments, and we talked for like 3 hours straight on the pickleball courts. And that was kind of the moment.
And I feel like girls can relate to this. I don't know if guys can too, because I'm not a guy, but I got in the car after that, after we talked for like 3 hours.
Did you fart really loud?
No, I didn't. But I sat in the, would have made sense if I did. I sat in the car, and I just, it's like when you're alone and the, like, realization hits you, and I just started, like, laughing, and I was like, and I, like, covered my hand, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, I just started, like, laughing. That's because funny. I was, like, realizing I was starting to catch feelings, but I also was like, no, don't That's let yourself, funny. Yeah.
That's hilarious. But that was awesome, and we just hung out a ton after that.
It was like every day.
Yeah, it was literally every day.
Somehow we would find a way.
Yeah, and I got to tell this story, one other story real quick. Whenever I realized that, I think, I was like, oh, she actually does like me. This was before, because we were hanging out, but I hadn't asked her on like an intentional date yet, which I was needing to do. But this is how I found out that she like actually liked me. So my friend, well, what happened was Abby was at the dog park right next to my apartment. So I was like, hey, I got the dog here, Boone. Come say hi if you can. And I did. And we like walked around we walked for a little bit.
And I had previous plans to play pickleball that
night. Yeah, so it kind of invited me, and I was like, oh yeah, I'll go play, whatever. And then my friend Dylan, who is a That's Life pod listener.
Shout out
my dog.
He's a That's For Lifer.
Yeah, something like that. But he called and was like, you want to get dinner with me and one of our other friends? And I was like, oh yeah, for sure. Like, absolutely. And so, Abby was right there, and you know, he like asked Abby, and Abby was like, oh, well, I'm supposed to go play pickleball. And I was like, oh, I'll come. And Abby was like, yeah, I'm just going to go too. And I was like, ah, she likes me.
Don't out me like that.
Wow. She really likes me. So, Do you want to?
Yeah. So then a couple days later,
the date,
Ryan asked me on a date over text message.
Yeah, it was not a great look.
And I was going to say no, because
I don't know why I hit my head.
I needed to say no because Ryan.
What?
What do you think? What?
I have a hangnail.
Y'all, Ryan, every time I go, Ryan. If you're listening and you can't see, that means he's sticking his fingers in his mouth.
I have a hangnail.
We can get it with clippers.
Right now. Not the same.
It doesn't give the same serotonin. When I bite the skin off my fingers, it just gives me a rush.
Oh my god.
Long story short, I had a lot of baggage from my previous dating history that I was kind of subconsciously like putting on Ryan, that I had like close myself off to even like let myself have like true feelings and just date. And I was like, Lord, you know, like it's me and you, Lord, like, I don't need a man right now. Like, I know you don't want me to have a man, like blah, 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 blah. I had a really good talk with a mentor, and something she said to me that kind of just stuck, as she was like, because I told her, I was like, I need to be better before I get in a relationship. And she was like, Abby, the Lord doesn't call you to be perfect to give you an opportunity. She was like, you're struggling right now because you are presented with a man who's more spiritually mature than you, and you're too prideful to accept it. And she said it very lovingly, but like, that was the gist of it. And it wasn't like a pointing finger. It was like a friend, I want what's best for you. So like, lay down your pride and let this man lead you. And so then I said yes to the date. And basically on the date, told him all of the baggage that I had of being terrified. I remember saying like, I'm not this like white picket fence girl, and just all this stuff that I was just so paranoid about. I was just thought that you'd expect me to be just like, perfect. Not what I was, I guess. Yeah. And Ryan looked at, and I was like sobbing at this point, and Ryan looked at me and he was like, Abby Murphy, I want to pursue you. So if you'll have me, I'll stay. And I was like, okay. And then it was a very slow, like, go on date process kind of thing. And navigating physical touch was a big thing for me to navigate with you. Just like hand holding, hugging, like all of it.
Oh my gosh. Do you remember?
I was terrified to hold his hand. I held your hand. And then I looked at you and I was like, I'm sorry, I can't hold your hand. And you were like, okay. And then I was like, Abby, like, stop ruining things for yourself. Just hold his hand. And so then I like did. And then he looked at me and he's like, I just want to know, like, you said you didn't want to, what, like, why did you? And this may sound silly for some people, like hand holding, but for me it was a big deal just because Ryan.
It is. It does sound very silly looking back now.
Does sound very silly.
We sound like, I don't even know how to say it.
But it meant a lot. Like, that just goes to show how terrified of physical touch I was.
Yeah.
Because of like just
lots
that I'd been through. That sounds really horrible. Like, it was just more mental kind of stuff. But, you were like, I just want to know, like, why you said you didn't want to, and then you did. And I was like, well, I just kind of told myself I wanted to stop ruining things for myself. So I was going to hold your hand. And Ryan was like, you're not going to ruin anything if you don't want to hold my hand. And that, like, wasn't a concept for me. Like, I was like, if I don't touch him, he's going to be upset with me. And
that's crazy.
I know, but like, that's how, and me now I'm like, oh, like, that's false. Like,
no, oh, yeah.
But at the time, that's what I truly believed.
Yeah.
And that's why it's so important. Like, ladies, there are men out there that are going to lead you, that are going to treat you how you should be treated. There are men out there that are going to lead you lovingly and silently. Like, a leader does not have to come in and be like, oh, I know everything, blah, blah. You were very patient in letting me explore like who I was in this relationship, and like lovingly teaching me. And when there's, and like, still you do that, and like calling me out when I need to be called out, and then letting me make mistakes when you know that there doesn't need to be anything said right now. And also stepping up and owning up when you make mistakes as well. And I just feel like we're still navigating it. We're not perfect. I mean, I'm only a year into dating, but
I'm a big call outer. So I've learned to not sometimes.
Yeah. But it's for me, it's so good because I'm a very set in my ways, loud person. So it is extremely
good. We just talked
good.
About that.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyways, that's how we started dating. That's like a long, well, okay. So then we did that for like a week and a half, maybe two. I went to school single-ish on a Wednesday, came back that Friday, and Ryan had flowers. He was so nervous. He had flowers and he was like, do you want to be my girlfriend? And I was like, yeah. And we still hadn't kissed at this point. And then I think that Sunday we had our first kiss, and it was just very sweet. And then I went back to school on Sunday, that Sunday night. We kissed in my driveway. It was like literally like, and then we were like,
sweet kiss.
We were like, wow. And then we talked the whole way home when I was at Nashville. I called him and we just like talked about it. And Ryan was like, that was amazing.
We talked the whole way.
Yeah, it was good. It was sweet.
That's great.
Yeah.
I think this one's good. This is from our friend. This will be our last one. This is from our friend.
Are you searching for it?
Well, I can't find the name, but BR. That's okay. What we'll go with.
Hey, BR.
Hey, BR. When did you start running?
Do you want to answer first or me?
No, I think you should. I feel like you should definitely take the ropes on this because I feel like you kind of have like a unique running background considering mm-hmm. how much you run and you've never really, you know, done it competitively. So I think it's kind of cool. So
I feel like mine's going to be long though.
Yeah.
Long-ish. So should you say yours first?
Yeah. I've never really been a quote-unquote runner, so to speak. So I've played sports my whole life, baseball and basketball for the most part, and then I played college baseball. And so running long distance isn't very good for pitchers, really. So I never really ran anything longer than usually sprints. I would occasionally go on like a couple-mile run just to do it, but I started running a little bit after post-college in Nashville, but it was mostly just like 2 mile runs, 3 mile runs. And then never really did anything more than that. I mostly lifted just to stay in shape post-baseball and post-sports and just gradually picked up the miles after the first time somebody asked me to do, they asked me to do an ultra marathon, and I don't know why they asked me to do it, to be honest. I think they really just needed to fill the space, and they were like, Ryan's in, you know, decent enough shape, I'm sure he'll do it.
You don't give yourself enough credit, but...
Yeah, whatever. But I mean, I'm not like a runner, or I wasn't a runner at that point, so...
Yeah, I guess that's true.
It was kind of like, whoa, like, why are you asking me type thing.
That's fair.
But I just did it, and I took a long time off of running after that, because I just wanted to lift and that's all I wanted to do. And then once the ultra got closer and I see Abby run all the time, and I've told this story before, but once you kind of see somebody do something for a long time and it's not doing it out of, I don't even know the word other than just pure love for it and discipline, you kind of gravitate towards that, especially considering mm-hmm. we're so close mm-hmm. as far as being boyfriend and girlfriend. Like, I'm with you every day. And Abby's not someone to just, like, get done with a run and, like, hey, my run went so well. Or if I see her that day, like, if I ask her how her day was, she might not even talk about her run at all. But she just ran 10 miles. And I kind of, like, gravitated towards that. And it made me want to pick it up a little bit. And it's not that I love doing it, but I think doing things that are hard is good for you, especially as far as just, you know, becoming tougher mm-hmm. and becoming mentally tougher.
And I think, too, our page kind of picked up with all the running content, too, which is a motivator.
Exactly, exactly. And
it's trending just all over.
Yeah,
right,
running
now
is trending.
So everyone's kind of dipping their toe in it.
The mixture of seeing Abby do it every day, Paige picking up and getting asked to do that ultra marathon is mm-hmm. what kind of did it for me. And mm-hmm. I would say I'm not going to keep the mileage up. I will definitely decrease a ton and get back into the gym more because that's something I do miss. I am lifting like 2 or 3 days a week right now.
I will say though, I don't think you're going to stop.
No, I definitely won't stop because I'm really enjoying being able to like do like 3 to 5 miles.
I was going to say, like, you've come so far because, like, even 7 miles kind of seems small compared to...
Oh, my gosh.
...what you're doing right now. Like...
Yeah. It's crazy. Like, I could go on a 7 to 8 mile run right now, and I don't feel like it's daunting at all. And 3 months ago...
You would have been, like, 8
Abby
miles?
And I did a 10K video on Instagram in Costa Rica, and
I was
dying.
No.
It was like 100 degrees there, but I was
I went really fast because we had just had a conflict right before that. I was like angry, and then I was like, you ready to go? We were supposed to film a video that day too, and then Ryan was like, guessing we're not filming the video. And I was like, no.
So we had to do it. We had to do the video again on the last day.
He ran behind. Usually we run side by side. He ran behind me the whole time. He knew I needed to have my space. Like, I just needed to have my time. But I think that also, looking back now, I think a lot of that had to do with the fact that, like, I was very underfueled.
Yeah.
I was so irritable.
I was too, though. Remember, I was really irritable at that point, too, with all my...
With all your health stuff, yeah, and everything. My throat, yeah, we were just not our best selves, and that's okay. We stuck through it, man.
But I think you should talk about...
We got through passions. We can get through anything. Go listen to our passion episode. It's titled, We Almost Broke Up, or, like, The Time We Almost Broke Up, or something.
That, and that might sound like clickbait, but that is
no,
real.
No, it was true. Anyways, so how I got into running... Oh, were you finished? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay. How I got into running... So, I would say around fifth grade, I developed a really, really terrible eating disorder. And then that lasted until seventh grade. You can go back and listen to previous episodes if you want to hear more in detail about my eating disorder story. I have one in season 6, and then I have one in season 1, like way when I first started the podcast. I was a freshman in college. Both, I think, are a little different, and some have some crossover. So, I don't know. You might be interested in listening to it. Anyways, I came out of that eating disorder. I was around 12, and I was just fueled. I wanted to work out. I was excited. I got into the gym, and my dad... was like really into running. And
so Matt was a big runner at this time.
Yeah,
already?
He's big half marathon runner. Like, okay, it's his favorite.
I wasn't sure if he was into it yet or not.
Yeah, he's done it a while.
Okay.
But he kind of picked it up in his adult years. It's his outlet, I would say.
Yeah,
but I just wanted to get into it, and I can't remember if he asked me or if I asked him. I think I asked him, but he would always go on like a 2-mile run to the stop sign and back. And one day I tagged along with him, and it was like 1 mile to the stop sign, 1 mile back. And I was dying at like 1.4. And do I have something on my eye?
Yeah, I just got it.
Okay. Thank you. I remember like stopping at, I remember it so vividly, the exact tree, the exact place, like the temperature. It was hot, like midday. And I was like,
oh, I know you were being dramatic too.
Yeah. Well, because I didn't know how to pace myself. Like, it's my first time ever running. Mm-hmm. And my dad was so kind, and he's like, it's okay, Abby. Like, let's take it easy. Let's breathe. And I don't know. There was something about that. I was like, this is incredible. Like, I loved it.
I can't imagine you not being able to run.
I loved it. I absolutely loved it. And it was just, my dad and I would go to the stop sign and back. And that's how I started. And then at some point along the way, I
did
5 miles. I was in eighth grade.
Eighth grade? Okay. So how old? What is that? Like 12?
Oh, 13.
13? Okay.
13. Yeah, I ran cross country for one summer in my grade year, but that was it.
Grade, you ran cross country? And you hated it, right?
For the summer. I just did training with them.
And you didn't like it, right?
I loved... Here's the funny thing. I loved training in the summer with them. I loved it. And then it was time to start season where you competed. And I was like, I don't want to compete. It's going to ruin it for me. Even from third grade, I realized that.
Wow.
Like... I loved running so much that I didn't want someone to tell me what to do. I wanted to keep it for myself.
Mm.
But then I was so young, I didn't really know how to like regulate it. And I was just involved in other things.
Right.
But yeah, I never wanted to compete with it. I never wanted that love to become like a product.
Like a job?
Sort. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which is so funny considering just everything with my history and all that. But So then the 2 miles turned into 3, and then 3 turned into run to the gym for 2 miles, work out, run back for 2 miles. And then it just over time, it just developed into running. And I would consider myself a runner, and I loved it so much. And then I got way too into it during COVID and relapsed in my eating disorder. So I had to stop. And then I was able to start again and loved it again. And then I went to college and did it too much because that, and that's a whole thing that I've also talked about. I've had, like, my running journey has been so up and down, but yeah, I had to kind of cut back on that in my freshman year because, you know, people were like, you're the runner. And I placed my identity in that and had a come to Jesus moment literally and was like, okay, Lord, like, I find my identity in you, not in the sport. And then I trained for my first marathon this time last year, which is crazy to think about. And once I did my first marathon, because I was training for a marathon the year prior and had to drop out because I was so addicted to running.
Mm-hmm.
And I dropped out a week before the race. No biggie. And yeah, but then I did my first marathon. Like, I was so excited because I finally felt healthy to do it mentally. Like,
yeah,
I trained for it. It was something that helps me kind of escape from the anxiety of school.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I was really struggling with school this time last year. I finished that marathon and I just like knew, I was like, oh shoot.
You're
like,
going to be doing a
this,
bunch of these.
I'm going to do this. And then I got so into other runners and
what was your pace in that marathon? I know you don't like,
I finished it in 3:32.
That's right. And you were hoping to get under 3:30, right?
Yeah. So I knew it was possible because I wanted to qualify for Boston, but I knew that was kind of big for my first marathon.
Mm-hmm.
But I was on track to run like 7:20 pace the whole marathon, but I didn't understand fueling at the time.
And you were hurt too.
Yeah. And I was hurt.
You hurt your knee.
Yeah. I was hurt. And
what did you do to your knee? It was your IT band, right?
Yeah. And I didn't eat or drink anything.
Which is just insane.
Which is insane looking back now.
But it's not surprising.
Yeah, no, considering everything that I knew about all that. But it's just so, that's why I don't like to give a lot of like race fueling advice because I get asked about it, but I'm still learning. Yeah. I am not qualified at all.
That's super cool that though, that like someone that is your caliber runner is still learning.
Oh yeah. It's so crazy because I have imposter syndrome all the time. People are like, what's your advice on this? And how do you do this? And blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I have the same questions.
I'll let you know when I figure
it
out.
Yeah, like, I don't know. But I think it's also funny, like, I've ran 2 marathons.
Mm-hmm.
Every long run, I never look at my watch.
Yeah, I think that's so cool.
I don't care about pace. I don't want to cross the finish line. I definitely have goals that I want to hit.
Yeah.
But that's not the motivating factor of why I run the race. I run the race to glorify the Lord.
Right.
I run the race to be with people. I run the race because I love running.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to enjoy it.
That's so cool.
But yeah, this past year, I kind of accepted like, wait, I'm a runner.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a runner. Cool. And I think it's really cool to be able to
What was your pace on the second one?
The second one, I ran it in 321?
318.
I think it was 3:20:29.
Yeah.
Like 3:20 and 20.
I'm not 100% sure.
But I mean, three hours, 3 hours, 20 minutes and 29 seconds, I think, at the Derby Marathon. Yeah.
And you didn't check your watch once?
I did not check my watch.
That's so cool.
Didn't check my watch. Don't want to.
That's awesome.
It just, when you're around people, it's just the coolest thing. You just go out and do any kind of race, any distance, like just give your, even if it's a mile, even if you're walking it, like it is the coolest experience. People are just cheering you on and
mm-hmm.
it's really cool.
That is cool.
But I fueled for that one. I had water at every station. I stuck with a pacer. So I feel like I learned more with each one, but
yeah,
I listen to worship music the whole time. I pray. It's just like, I enjoy it because I'm running, but I also enjoy it because it's just, I feel like I'm running with the Lord.
Yeah.
It's really cool. It's a really crazy experience. But.
And I didn't know this, which people listen to this. If you've been to marathons, you probably do know this. But you can like, at the Derby Marathon, you could get on this app and track, which I guess that's common. But there's like these noises. You can like send them in their headphones.
Oh my gosh, so many noises were going in my ears.
Which I'm not going to lie. If somebody was doing that to me a lot, I'd probably get annoyed.
I love it.
But Abby loves it. So I was just, me and her mom were there walking around.
I would hear like horses galloping or like, I don't know, I have your text messages on.
Yeah.
And it would be like, go run. Or I got something from like my uncle. It was just funny.
Yeah.
I like it because you know people are watching you. It mm-hmm. helps you. Like when you're running that much and that for that long, you'll take any kind of motivation you can get.
That's the thing too, is you're an actor at heart. So you were born to be on a stage. You like being, you know, you like performing for something.
Yeah.
So, you know, people being around, it probably gives you that little motivation too.
Yeah, for sure.
Which some people are that way and some people aren't. Like, I love performing, like baseball. I loved being on a mound in front of people. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I definitely get that too.
Yeah. I love attention. I do.
Oh, you definitely do.
I definitely do.
I love attention too.
Yeah.
Attention's good.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's how we got into running.
Yeah.
But now we're going on runs together, which is cool. I love seeing him run. I hope we get to do this marathon because I really want to pace you. Like, I want to run
really special
with you and just like enjoy.
That'll be a big announcement.
That'll be crazy if we do it. Let's hope. Everybody pray. Everybody pray. Yeah. If you have any prayer requests, let us know.
Yeah.
We want to pray for you guys.
We read all the DMs.
We read every DM.
If we reply to everyone, though, it's the only thing is we can't reply to everyone, but we do see them all.
We read every single DM, and y'all, it brings tears to my eyes.
We were blown away by the support on the new pictures, the rebrand.
Literally crazy.
That was very, very, we were blown away.
People go out of their way to be kind, and it baffles me. I was thinking about this. I listened to a podcast of like these two influencers and I love them. Don't get me wrong. But a lot of times, like, they talk about the haters and like give light to the haters. Like, mm-hmm. even like when you're calling out a hater or something, it's like they're still getting attention. And I was just like, but what about the supporters? Like, it's crazy to me. It baffles me that people literally take time out of their day. They're just scrolling. They literally take time out of their day to click on the comments and type something. And like, sometimes we get like multiple sentences. Sometimes we get like a paragraph. And I mean, even the little ones too. But it's like, you're literally crafting something specifically for us to see. Like, that's insane.
It was very special.
That's literally mind-boggling to me. I'm like, we've never met each other before. Like, maybe through a screen we have. But like, you're taking time out of your day to be kind and speak kind words over us.
Yeah.
It's insane. There's a lot of negative stuff with social media, but there's so much positive.
Yeah, the positive outweighs the negative for sure.
Yeah.
I don't look like Rob from Love Island, if anybody is.
I think maybe a little bit.
Maybe a little, but I don't think so.
I do.
I've been getting that a lot.
A lot of people say Ryan looks like Rob. So anyways, let us know if you think Ryan looks like Rob from Love Island. Don't look up other things from Love Island.
Yeah, probably not. Actually, just don't even think about it.
Well, I mean, there probably wouldn't be anything that bad that comes up, but I don't know. Maybe if you're young, ask your parents Rob is.
Can we pick our favorite from the show we're watching, or should we not?
Which show?
The
Bachelor?
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
Can we pick who's going to win?
Yeah, okay. So, we're about to watch the last episode of The Bachelor.
Oh,
so go ahead and click off now.
Where are we at?
One hour and 25 minutes.
Can I say something?
Yes, but hold on. Is it about The Bachelor?
Oh, it is about The Bachelor. I got something to say.
Turn this off now if you don't want any Bachelor spoilers.
This isn't even a spoiler. Can y'all... I just want to paint a picture for you all. Abby and I and two other friends have been watching The Bachelor each week together as a team. And we haven't been able to watch it with them because schedules have just been busy. One of our friends had started a new shift and job.
All right.
Abby and I were going to watch it together. It wasn't really said, but it's an unsaid thing. Like, you don't just watch a show with somebody this whole time and then you just choose one episode to not watch with them. Abby and I hang out last night and we're picking between our two shows. And I was like, oh, we might as well just watch The Bachelor, that last episode. And Abby looks at me and she's smirking. And I could not believe... She watched it without me.
With my mother.
She watched it without me.
With my mother.
And didn't even tell me.
I was bonding with my mother.
So I'm going to send a prayer out to all the people that have a show with a friend or a boyfriend or a girlfriend and they choose to watch it without you 1 week.
Okay, if my mom walked into this room, would you be condemning her?
No, because I don't blame her. We weren't watching it with her.
What am I supposed to do? Have bonding time with my mom and then The Bachelor starts playing somehow randomly, and I say, no, I'm sorry, I can't bond with you anymore. Ryan says I can't.
That's...
I'm terrible. Gaslighting right now.
Terrible.
I take blame. Also, I am happy that I watched it with my mother.
I'm Team Devin, if anybody was wondering.
I am also Team Devin.
But if Marcus won, I wouldn't be mad.
Here's the thing. I like them both. I just think Devin's so real. Yeah. And I also am for a man that pursues. And Devin actively pursues. Do I think any of them are perfect? No. Do I think anybody in this world is perfect? No. Except for Jesus, who walked the earth. And now he's seated at the right hand of the Father's throne in heaven. But, if you wanted to know. But... Devin is like making it known that he likes Jen. Yeah. And as a woman, like thinking of what I loved about you is that you literally were like, I want to pursue you.
Yeah.
Like that is so attractive when you're looking for a long-term partner to build a life with. Mm-hmm. Like you don't want to play these guessing games your whole life. You want someone, I mean, now I don't know. I don't want to tell you what you want, but I feel like for a fruitful, lasting marriage, there needs to be some sort of, I guess, like urgency in wanting to be together.
And awareness, too.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know, though. I feel like there's going to be some sort of twist.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Devin, though. I don't know. I don't think it's going to be Butt Cheeks or Marcus.
I heard a rumor about a spoiler.
I don't want to hear none of that.
But it's a rumor, so I don't know if it's true. But yeah. I don't know. But I won't say it if you don't want me to.
Nah, don't say it.
Okay.
Don't say
it. Well, anyways, guys, we love
fun.
You all.
An hour and a half.
An hour and a half, our longest one yet. Season 7 coming out with a bang.
It was so good to be back, though. Yeah, I'm so happy.
Hey, if you're watching, get a count of how many times Ryan did the hang 10.
Yeah.
Just
I like the hang.
Let us
know. I like checking on it.
Throw it in the comments.
Because Abby's usually...
They're supposed to throw a lot in the comments. Who they think they're who's gonna win for Bachelor if you watch The Bachelor.
Yeah.
How many times Ryan did the phone thing with your hand? What was the other thing?
Rob.
Oh, if you say bouquet or bouquet.
Yeah.
And prayer requests.
Yeah.
Y'all
if
have
I look
got
like
some
Rob.
Yeah, and if Ryan looks like Rob, y'all have got some essays to write in the comments, and we can't wait to read every single one. So.
Yeah. Oh, and also this camera held on for an hour and a half.
We did pray over the camera. Yeah, I got a new camera. I'm not going to go into it. It wasn't the camera I thought it was, so we returned it. We're still using the old camera.
That's a funny story. Oh, man.
That we're not going to get into.
Yeah, we won't get into
Tune
it
in
right
next
now.
Week to hear the couch story and the camera story. Because I was going to tell the couch story.
Oh,
but
the couch story is so
We've
got
to wrap this up.
We do.
We'll start with the couch story next week. Hey. Actually, well, not next week. The next week.
Oh, yeah. We've got a special...
We're leaving them on a lot of cliffhangers
special
right
guest?
Now. We can say special guest.
We have a special guest next week?
We do have a special guest next week.
Wow.
Either next week or the next week.
That's so fun.
We'll see. Anyways.
Which is, I think it's going to be a theme, right? We're going to try and get at least a guest a month.
We're going to try and get some guests.
Is that the goal, a guest a month or what?
I don't know. Just when we feel like it.
I'm reaching out to somebody this week too, so.
Who?
I've already talked to you about it.
Have you?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I have.
I don't think... Okay.
Yeah.
I don't remember then.
Oh, I'll tell you after.
Okay.
All right.
I don't know if you did.
I did. You'll remember whenever I say it.
Oh, okay. Then I just don't remember. Hey, listen, everybody. Sorry y'all had to see that little back and forth there. But that's real. You know why?
Because that's life.
Attaboy.
That's right.
Hey, listen, we love you.
We love you.
And...
Jesus loves you.
And that's life. Bye.